This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Like we were talking about at the top of the show, we pretty much have a sense of what's going on with unemployment these days. So one thing people are watching is labor force participation. And one group seeing a steady rise in that category is teens. In March, 37.4% of Americans aged 16 to 19 were actively employed or looking for work, according to the Labor Department. That's up substantially from pre-pandemic levels, thanks in part to higher starting wages in the service industry. But it's a different story for slightly older members of Gen Z. Labor participation rates in the 20 to 24 age bracket are still lagging. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more on what's behind this divide in the Zoomer workforce.
Teenagers are not the easiest people to reach on a weekday morning. So I called up someone who hires a lot of them.
In fact, we employ more teens today than I can remember ever having employed.
Mason Ayer owns Kirby Lane Cafe, an Austin-based comfort food chain. Before the pandemic, he says high school-aged kids were really only competitive for hostess and dishwasher jobs. But thanks to the tight labor market,
there's opportunities for teens to come and wait tables at our restaurants and make upwards of $20, $25 an hour.
Higher starting wages have helped reverse a long-standing trend of declining teen workforce participation, says Ron Hetrick, a senior labor economist with Lightcast. Take his 19-year-old son. Last summer, he got a job at a local pool snack bar.
Made an absolute killing!
As for the older Zoomers on the sidelines of the labor market, Hetrick has a hunch about what's going on there, too.
The 20, 24-year-olds were the bullseye of the COVID years. They would have been starting out freshmen, sophomore, you know, juniors in college.
Because of that disruption, he says some of them put their higher education on hold. Others are slowing down or spacing out their college years, like his older kid.
She was like, I was robbed. Like, I didn't get as much on campus time. So she purposely kind of sandbagged the credits to stretch it out.
Another feature of becoming an adult during a pandemic?
There seems to be less desire to just compromise.
When it comes to job searches, Nicole Smith, chief economist with Georgetown's Center on Education and the Workforce, says Zoomers are coming of age while workplace norms are changing.
There's a lot more thinking about job flexibility and thinking about work-life balance.
They're more likely to hold out rather than say yes to their first real job offer. But if we see significant cooling in the labor market, Smith says those workers won't be able to be choosy. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.